Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, glory unto the Most High God. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, giving God glory for a mighty move of God and for his presence in our midst. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. We invite you to come and celebrate with us the 6th anniversary of the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We're giving God glory for all the great and mighty acts he has performed from the first night. Glory to God with our apostle D.C. Terry Sunday and Monday. And on the second night, praise the Lord, Pastor B.J. Hubbard. On last night, oh, a powerful move of God with Minister LaMondre Pugh. Tonight we're going to have Apostle Mary Burton out of Columbia, South Carolina. We're looking for a dynamic, a phenomenal move continuously all throughout the week and looking no more than glory to God, expected for an explosion in the Word tonight. Thank God for revelation knowledge, for people that study, seek the face of the Lord, living a life that God's anointing can be manifested in their life and the fruit, praise God. So we're thanking the Lord again for the Blog Talk Radio, even the prayer warriors every week, faithfully on Monday night, 7 o'clock, praying and seeking the face of the Lord and miracles taking place, not just somebody saying off the top of their head, manifestation is there. Praise God and thank God for their support on 2nd and 4th Sunday when they're speaking or when the guest is coming in. Faithful women of God and men of God, praise God. We thank God for you and thank God, glory to God, for the miraculous work that he's doing in this revival, praying and fasting for glory, a phenomenal move of transformation, glory, transforming, life-changing events that will take place in us as the word comes forth. Glory to God. So I thank God it's been dynamic. And I thank God, glory to God, as we keep going forward more and more, we're going rising on up into the concourse. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God again. Praise the Lord. Of course, we're online, but you know in the background, Slewfoot is doing his little thing between the two computers. But nevertheless, we'll be on board in shortly where I can be able to see your names. But in the meantime, we exhort the Lord. Praise God and thank him for his amazing grace. How sweet he is. Hallelujah. Sweeter than the honeycomb. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway, as it says in Psalms 119. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Surely, glory to God. We already know these computers have to be loose and work like they're supposed to work. But nevertheless, the power of the anointing, glory to God, will go forth. Because God, when you do a thing, it's well done. And no devil in hell going to be able to, glory to God, block or stop what God is saying. Praise God. So I just pray that you're praying on the other end that these things will come up. We was having a problem with them ever since last night after we got off the line. Both of them, this one and the laptop. One did not want to stop, glory to God, updating, and the other one didn't want to come back on. But nevertheless, we praise God. Amen. What amazing God we serve. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and find him until the victory is here. So nevertheless, praise the Lord. Might have to do a little joyful noise unto the Lord until then, but it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and he saw our need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace in the name of Jesus that brought my liberty. liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love us so. He looked beyond every one of our faults, every one of our faults, and he saw our needs. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we do honor you and thank you tonight. Glory to God. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come. Glory to God. Still trying to bring interference. Glory to God on this revival. But God, you keep proving yourself. So we're, glory to God, going to continue to rejoice and stand on your word and know no matter what it looks like, sound like, you're in control. And this thing, glory to God, that you say is to happen shall come to pass. So everything that's not like God, we take authority over it, bind it up, loosen from its assignment, and send it back. We know that every time he show his head up, that means over there God's getting ready to move in a miraculous way. So God, we thank you for the authority that you've given us, glory to God, to bind and loosen. Thanking you, Lord God, for bringing deliverance and bringing glory to God, hallelujah, clarity, and bringing everything in alignment the way it needs to be so that way we can carry out the mission and the assignment that you have set for us to do. God, we know, glory to God, you didn't bring us this far to allow any devil, glory to God, to come in and rob, glory to God, of the blessing. So we know, glory to God, hallelujah, you got a plan for us, and that plan is good. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're looking forward, glory to God, and expect it in the name of Jesus. So no matter what it looks like right about now, we're standing on the promises of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your amazing grace. Thank you for the speaker tonight, God. Thank you for preparing her for, glory to God, to move, glory to God, in the spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. We thank you that the word is already anointed. Anoint your vessel, glory to God, for the task at hand. Glory to God, let it flow without, glory to God, no hindrances in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord for everyone, glory to God, that's bringing forth the word this week, and all for the ones that are praying, the ones, glory to God, that are doing scripture. However, even for our guests, don't let them get discouraged. If it's their first night on, glory to God, things happen in life, glory to God, and we just got to stand on the word of God and know that we have the authority over the enemy. In the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, Lord God, for renewed mercies every morning, for grace. Our great is thy faithfulness. Computer, you're going to have to line up in the name of Jesus. Laptop, either one of you, line it up. Glory to God, whatever is the interference in the background, it's going to have to be loose so we can be able to go forward to carry out, glory to God, what God is saying. Thank you, Jesus, for Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God, for moving by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I refuse to be discouraged. Let the blessings of the Lord that added rich maketh no sorrow. Manifest yourself, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. There you go. I just want to thank you, Lord. You say my soul, you made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, one moment. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let it come on through. All right, devil, you're a liar. We're almost on the screen, but it's kicking back, but it's got to come forth. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. You would not believe what's happening. I thank you, Jesus. I am not giving up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for your praying, praying, pray, pray, pray. Bind, 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 loose, loose. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Now, this is the worst it has ever done. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're about to see something in a minute, I pray. At least we're getting to the point where the screen should be getting ready to open up to that setting. I tell you, I mean, it must be some more things that we just almost just can't just overwhelm us, overshadow us. For glory to God for him to be acting this way. But glory to God for those that are hungry and thirsty after righteousness shall be filled. So we're praying that those that desire to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, hold on, glory to God. And wait on the Lord to manifest. You've been in service sometime and preaching going on, thunder and lightning going, the lights go out, and God bless. You still have to press and move and do. There we go. Praise the Lord. 13 on right now. 14 with me. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to get ready, glory to God, to have our scripture reading in the name of Jesus. And we're going to continue to pray. There will not be any more interruptions. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and have none other than Pastor Sims will do our scripture reading, and our evangelist Noel will be coming on, praise God, to do our prayer tonight. Praise God. We're going to flow right on with the anointing. So the line is open now for scripture reading by, glory to God, Pastor Sims.
God bless
Thank
you all.
You.
Turn with me to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read into your hearing the 8th through the 10th verses. And it reads like this. So be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The 9th verse says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The 10th verse says, but the Lord of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Is not on?
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come, Lord God, telling you thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the many, many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. Father, we come, Lord God, lifting you up. Father, we come being grateful. We come giving your name praise. Father God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, oh God. Because you are God, and besides thee, there's none other. Father, we just want to thank you tonight, oh God. Father God, that we come before you, oh God, in the humble way we know how, oh God. Because we come, Lord God, binding up everything that's not like you, oh Father God. Father God, we declare and decree in the atmosphere, oh Father God, that nothing shall come against this service tonight, oh God. Father God, we plead the blood, oh God, in the airways, oh God, everywhere, God, telephone frequency, everywhere we get a connection, oh God, that there will be no boundaries and no hindrance, oh God, that the word will go through, oh Father God. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for every anointed speaker in the name of Jesus, oh God, anointed voices, oh Father God, and the ones, oh God, that's praising and giving you the utmost prayer of hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, from the beginning of the day up until this present time, oh Father God. Father God, we realize, Lord God, that you have us, oh God, wrapped in your arms, oh God. Father God, even, Lord God, things may not be working well, Father God, to the way we think it should be. But, Father God, you brought us anyhow, God. Father God, because, Lord God, we know, Father, that we call on your name, that there is power in the name of Jesus. Father God, through every situation, oh God. Oh God, the Almighty, even when our ears hear and when our mind think, oh God, but we look beyond it, oh Father God, and get connected with you, oh God. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Anoint each voice in the name of Jesus. Build them up on each and every side, oh God. Father God, and we just thank you, Lord God, for this revival, oh God. Revive us, oh Lord. Oh God, and we climb on every high mountain, oh Father God. Lord God, we come up out of every deep valley, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, bring clarity in our minds, oh God. Father God, let us connect in the spirit, oh God. Father God, we give you praises, oh Father. We give you honor. We give you glory, because, Lord God, we declare and decree, God, that this night, oh Father God, that we're going to have, oh God, a grateful time, oh God, because greater live within the inside of us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for miracles, oh God. Miracles and more miracles working, oh Father God. We thanking you for the bright light, oh God, that shine in the darkness in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for revelation knowledge tonight, oh God. Oh God, we just ask you, Lord, oh, Father God, just to see and your angels all around us, oh God. Dispatch them, oh God, from the east and north, the south and the west, oh God. Oh God, we ask you right now, Lord God. Father God, to hear thy foster right now, God. Oh, Father God, they're going to break the bread of life with us, oh God. Build her up on every side, oh God. Strengthen her, Lord God. Father God, let her, oh Father, we'll rain a word tonight, oh God. That's going to break up every father ground, oh Father God. Oh God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Oh God, we know, Lord, that you are a healer, Lord. We know you are a provider. Father God, we know, Lord God, without a doubt, God, you are heart fixer. Oh God, you're a mind regulator, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, help us not to be dismayed, oh God. Oh God, because we realize, Lord, that the enemy comes to seek, kill, steal, and destroy. But Father God, we're not giving him no glory. We're putting him under our feet, oh God. Because Father God, he will not interfere, God. Because you will get the highest glory. You'll get the highest hallelujah, oh God. We surrender all unto you, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God. We just bless your holy name, oh Father. Oh God, we just say you, Father God, and we look towards the hill, Father, which cometh our help, oh God. We realize that our help comes from above. And Father God, we declare and decree, Lord God, again, that we have a peace in our mind, oh Father, that we are blessed, oh God. We are thank you, Father God. We are back upon our feet, Lord. We enjoying you, Lord God, because, Father God, we realize that you have the final say in the name of Jesus. And in this time, oh God, we declare and decree, God, that you are breathing life on everyone, oh God, that you have great plans tonight, oh God, a great destiny for us, oh God. Oh God, you know, line up your people, oh God, to bring the opportunity, oh God, that we don't even think that we're going to see, God. But we know, God, that you're in the making, oh God. We know, Father God, that you are every stepping stone, oh God. Oh, Father God, that you are able to take everything to the next level. And for this, we do give you thanks. In the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Glory and to be unto the Most High God. Praise God. As we prepare ourselves now to hear the word of God through anointed vessel, known her over to God of over 40 years, and praise God. And all I can see is growing in grace and the anointing and determination, glory to God, to live a life holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Blood washed in the Lord, glory to God. And I thank you, Lord God, for her and the anointing that's going to come up out of her. We're going to have none other than one of the ministers from the gospel, one of her, glory to God, glory to God, Lord have mercy, one of the servants of the that is dedicated, has been with her since the beginning, glory to God, of ministry, Minister Johnny Mae Simpson will be the one to introduce her, praise God, because I might get caught up for a minute, so let's do this in the order that it should be, and let her introduce her pastor, glory to God, the apostle. So at this time, receive, glory to God, Minister Simpson, as she, glory to God, introduced the anointed vessel that will be used for kingdom glory tonight. Amen.
Amen. First, I start by saying praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to introduce the woman of God to some, and most of you probably know her. I've known her for, oh God, 29 plus years. When I met her, she was Sister Burton. She was over the women's department of the church, and she ran that women's department. We used to have an awesome time. And you know, when God is in it, when God is in something, the enemy always tries to come against it. And the enemy will try to use whomever let him. There were times she would choose different speakers, different women to speak. And there was a time someone came to me and asked me, one woman came to me and asked me, do you think God is telling her to have us to speak? And I said, yes, because I knew every time God gave me a message to speak, she would say, you got it this Sunday. And I'm like, oh, no, not me. I would try to wiggle out. Not me. You must mean this one. She said, no, you. God told me you sitting right there. So if I know if God told her me, he was telling her to tell other women to speak as well. And she went on from Sister Burton. I was there the Sunday that the torch was passed into her hands. When she became pastor, as a pastor, she started out shy. She was so shy. As she was preaching, I would lift up my chin to encourage her to hold your head up. And her sermons were very short then. Y'all won't get no short sermon tonight, I don't believe. The sermons were good, don't get me wrong, but they were very short. But I've seen this woman of God grow. Hallelujah. I've seen her stretch out in the Lord over the years. I've seen God use her in a multitude of ways. And I've seen her just humble herself and allow God to do it. And, you know, one thing I can say about her, she loved God. She loved God's people. She's an encourager to all people. I don't believe she's ever met a stranger from the time I've spent with her. I've never seen her meet a stranger. She's just full of life, full of joy, full of the Lord. She's a strong soldier in the Lord. She's a faithful woman of God. I've seen this woman barely making it in the house of God, but because of her dedication, she came.
and she came. She overcame the trials and tribulations and everything that the enemy threw in front of her. I've seen her step over him. I've seen her go through the enemy's camp, taking back what belongs to her. And she's still doing it. Seems to me like the more she goes through, the more powerful she is. I think and praise God, you know, how he's stretching her, how he's keeping her, how he's using her. And another thing I will say about her, after a while she became a powerful. Now she is a powerful Mary Burton. She will not water down the word. She will not sugarcoat the word. She will speak the word as God gives it to her. Whether you like it or not, she's going to say what God says. So I encourage each and every one of us to open our ears wide and stay in tune with God. You know, there's a saying that she says, we got to hear with the intent to obey. And whatever she said, we need to obey it. And I just thank and praise God for this woman of God, a mother, a grandmother, one that I've seen just in a recent few months go through. I mean, really go through. But when I say go through, she went through. And she's victorious in Jesus. So I introduce to some and present to others none other than Apostle Mary E. Burton. Amen.
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 To God be the glory for that introduction. Amen. I give God the praise and the glory for people that think so highly of you. And I pray that I live up to everything, continue to live up to everything she said. Amen. Amen. But
praise
I thank God for Pastor Hubbard. Amen. Opening the door for me again to say what thus saith the Lord, whatever. I thank God for her allowing me to say us that have been speaking to say whatever the Lord has put on our heart. Thank God for another revival on the phone. You know, when God have something for you to do, he'll open the door for you to do it. It's up to you to want to do what God has called you to do. And as sure as you have a desire in your heart to do it, he'll make a way. So I thank God she have a desire to please the Lord. And he's making a way through radio. Praise the Lord. I thank God again for Minister Simpkin. Amen. Have been standing with me and, you know, just there. And I bless the Lord for all those that have been standing with me over the years. When the enemy come against you and tell you God didn't say it, you know God said it. And there's some that will stand with you regardless. Well, she's one of those. So I just bless the Lord tonight. And I'm going to get into the word. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lord, only you get the glory out of this. We thank you for your mighty acts. Thank you, Lord God, for all those that have come before me. And thank you, Lord God, for all the word that's coming after tonight. We bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. My topic was, are you preparing or prepared? And running out of oil, running low. I want to turn in our Bibles tonight to Matthew, the 24th and the 25th chapter. I'm going to read a little bit. Amen? Okay, I'm starting at Matthew 24 and 42 first. It said, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have left his house to be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
And I'm going to jump down to verse. Can't see. I'm back in a room trying to get grandchildren and trying to keep in a place where it's quiet. Amen. Down to 50. Said, the master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. And then I'm going into verse 25, chapter 25, verse 1. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with them, their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Out of our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. Are you preparing? And is your oil running low? And what is preparing? Preparing to make somebody ready or able to do or deal with something. Get ready. Looking to do something. We're preparing, getting ready to meet the bridegroom. But some of us, like in this scripture in the parable, we are not preparing. Some folks are not preparing. Some people have gone to sleep and forgot that, look, we can't sleep. If we sleep, we got to make sure we got enough oil to get to when the bridegroom comes. But these 5 foolish virgins, and I'm going to deal more with the foolish virgins. Before I go there, I'm going to deal with up where I read at the beginning. It says, who then is a faithful servant, faithful and wise servant? We got to be faithful and we got to be wise no matter what. We can't sit around and stop doing everything because we don't know when the bridegroom is coming. We can't be like the foolish virgins, sit around and don't have enough oil in their lamps to get from one point to the other. And they was all waiting for the bridegroom, but was not preparing. The 5 foolish ones, they were not prepared, because if they had, they would have done like the 5 wise ones. They would have gotten some oil in their lamp, and they would have gotten extra oil. You know how we got people running out of oil. I'm talking about the oil of the Spirit. Running out, running low. Why? Because they did not get what they were supposed to have. Some of them have gone to sleep and didn't wake up. Some of them are not reading the word, not doing Bible study. Oh, there's so many of the Christians these days don't think about Bible study because they got too many other things going on. I got to work. I need to make some more money. And you really don't, you already got money. So many excuses that we are making today, and we are not preparing for the bridegroom. We are letting our light go out, and you see it going out, and you're not doing anything to replenish it. You're not preparing any longer because it said, well, Jesus was said he was coming back. He's not back yet. So some people just take a vacation. Well, he said he's coming, but he ain't here yet. So I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And a lot of us stop what God have called us to do because they say, well, I'm tired of waiting. And some of us, because of the things that we're going through, we just give up. We say, well, I'm not going to wait any longer. I need the Lord to move. He didn't move. He hasn't come back yet. So I'm just going to leave it alone. But we can't stop. We have got to continue to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. The Bible says the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. We don't know the day or the hour, but we know he's coming. So if you know somebody coming, you got to continue to be prepared regardless. Amen. Amen. It's like many of us, we don't know when the bridegroom is coming, and we are not living a righteous life. Some of us are doing some things, and it's a shame to call ourselves a Christian of some of the things that we are doing, and we said we're supposed to be living a righteous life. God is looking for righteous living people. He's looking for people that is faithful to his word, faithful even in the time of temptation. You're still holding on. You're still faithful. You still won't give up. Amen. We can't be like the ones that Jesus invited to the feast, and they come up with all kinds of excuses too. Amen. One said, I got a bride. I just got married. I can't come. One said, well, I got a field to plow. I can't come. Other one said, I got oxen that I need to check on, so I can't come. And Jesus have invited all of us to the feast. Amen. Because some say, I can't come. Well, a lot of us are stopping and saying, I can't come. I can't do it any longer. And you running out of oil, you say we need to keep our oil and keep the wick trim. Some of us, as it was saying about the five foolish virgins, they didn't trim their wick, or they got up and they trimmed it, but they had nothing to put in it. Some of us are running on E. You know, when I got this message, the first thing the Lord put in my spirit is say, there's a filling station on every corner. You can go anywhere almost and find some gas. But people ride by the filling station knowing that their car is about to run out, and they'll continue to go on what little bit they have, knowing eventually you're going to run out and won't stop and fill up. We as the people of God got to stop and fill up again. Shout out. We got to make sure we got oil in our lamps. We got to make sure that the wicks are burning. Amen. Because if we don't, we're going to lose out. When the bridegroom come, we're not going to have enough oil to go in. We got to continue to prepare ourselves. Amen. All these filling stations, stop. We got churches on every corner, and people won't even go. Amen. You got a Bible in every hotel room. You got more Bibles in your house, and we won't even pick it up and read the Word of God. If we get into the Word of God will sustain you. The Bible says that the Word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. We need to get the light back on because your wick is going out. And then, you know, a thing about it is while you're passing all the filling stations and knowing your own low, and then when you run out and you don't even have a can to go get none, they told them, go buy your own, because the five foolish virgins were saying, look, the bridegroom coming, and we don't have enough to get to the wedding banquet. And they told them, you need to go buy your own. Well, when the bridegroom is coming, it's too late to grab up your Bible. It's too late to try to run to the church. It's too late to say, well, let me run the Bible study now. Oh, your time is up. The bridegroom is coming. So you can't stop. And then, you know, a lot of times Christians, because they're not doing what they're supposed to do, we are not doing what we're supposed to do, then who, you want to blame everybody else. Whose fault is it if you run out of gas? Whose fault is it if you run out of oil when it's so, oil is so essential, and then oil is so plentiful right now? Before the bridegroom comes, there's plenty of oil. You just need to go where it is and stop waiting around to get somebody else on. You, we sit around, some of us sit around waiting on somebody else to tell you to fast, waiting on somebody else to tell you to pray, waiting on somebody else to tell you what the word's saying, when it's available to you. The song says, Lord, I'm available to you, but we can't be available to God if we're running on low. And we can't be available to God when we got our minds everywhere else except on what the, on the things of God. And it's time for the bridegroom. We don't know the day or the hour, but we need to continue to prepare ourselves in spite of. Don't keep being asleep. Don't sleep. The Bible says, awake thou that sleep, asleep, and I'll give you light. We need to wake up. We need to wake up, and don't just wake up. Get you some oil. While you, when you wake up, go to the filling station. Fill your car back up. And even in times like this, because of how high gas is, we tell them, don't ever go below half full. You ought to at least be half full, and it'll be better if you'll continue to be full. We got to be dressed and ready for service, and we got to keep our lamps burning. Because if we don't, we're going to miss Jesus. He's coming. The Bible said he's coming, and he's coming as a thief in the night. And if you know a thief is coming and you didn't look out, you wasn't watching, the Bible says, watch. A lot of times we praying, but we ain't watching. We're not watching. He said, watch, because you don't know when the thief is coming. Watch, because you don't know when Jesus is coming back. Watch. Continue to pray. Do all that God have told you to do. Too many of us missing out because we say, I'm scared. I don't want to do this. I don't believe the Lord to get me through this. But you got to trust the Lord and know that, God, I'm going to prepare to do whatever you call me to do. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it heartily as unto the Lord. I'm not going to sit back and wait any longer, because we continue to wait and wait and wait. And when the bridegroom comes, you've not fulfilled what he told you to do. Either you're going to be like the servant that's over everybody and you're beating folks down. Some of us beat folks down instead of building people up. Amen. But we need to build each other up and encourage one another, because we don't know when he's coming. But we ought to be helpers of one another. We ought to tell some of us that's over people. You got to tell folks, look, you're all running a little low. You need to go get a fill up. But the ones that when you tell them, you don't need to get all upset and talk about what you're talking about. I know I'm saved. I know where I am. No, you don't. You're missing God. You're about to miss him. Amen. It said, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. Amen. Say, Lord. And then when Jesus came, the five foolish virgins that went to get oil, and they went too late to get it, where are they going to get it? Well, I'm going over to this church. I'm going. No, it's too late. They came, supposed to be at the wedding feast. Now you can't get in. And they say, Lord, Lord, let me in. And he said, depart from us. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Or either he said like this. Later the others also came. Lord, Lord. They say, open the door for us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you. We do not want the Lord to tell us he don't know us because we sit around and don't keep our oil full. You know, if you don't put oil in the car, it will ruin a car. So we got to keep oil. You know, they keep telling you every so often, you got to change the oil in your car. You got to keep putting clean oil in so it can keep running, so you can stay alive. If we put oil in our lamp, it will keep burning bright. We'll be able to see our way to the wedding feast. See, the five foolish virgins didn't have enough oil, so you can't see your way to get to the wedding feast, to the banquet. Why? Because your lights, your lamps are going out. It's too dim. We don't want any dim lights. We want our lights shining bright. And the Bible says, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. We are blessed. He invited us all. But there's something that we have to do, and that's keep our lights on, keep our lamps burning. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. Awake and sober. We just can't be awake, but we got to be sober. We got to be watching. We got to continue to pray. We got to continue to fast. We got to continue to stay in that word. Amen. And I know a lot of us, some things, sometimes we go through things and we just leave the Bible alone. And we know we need to pick it up. I know sometimes I'm like, Lord, I'm just tired. But we take time for everything else. We're going to have to take time for the Lord. We're going to have to take time to watch and pray. We're going to have to take time to keep oil in our lamp. We don't want to miss Jesus. I don't believe anybody on this line that say they know the Lord want to miss the Lord when he come. The song say, be ready when he come. And that's what he's telling us. Be ready. Be ready. We don't need to keep running out of oil or getting low on your oil when there's plenty of oil for that is around. The Holy Spirit want to fill you. He want to keep pouring into you, but you got to open up and let him. But a lot of times he can't pour anything in us because we too busy doing everything else. We need to take the time. We need to spend more quality time with the Lord so he can fill us up. The song says, fill my cup, Lord. Is anybody crying out for him to fill my cup? Fill me up and let it overflow. We need a refilling. Amen. Don't sit and wait till it's too late. Amen. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Just laid there and about ran completely out. You got to be able to do or deal with something. You be prepared. Because you got things to do. We got places to go. We ought not to just sit around and just, I understand we're waiting, but why are you waiting? What are you doing for the Lord? Don't just go to sleep. I know we get drowsy and we go to sleep, but we need to wake up now. And before the bridegroom comes, and understand, we need more oil. We're not preparing. We wasn't watching. The five foolish virgins wasn't watching like they should. Don't let your oil run low. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible saying at midnight. Midnight is the darkest time of night. At midnight, the bridegroom came. And we spoke and say, come out to meet him. You can't go, I need more oil. when it's time to go meet the bridegroom? What woman does not prepare for her wedding? And she prepare for her wedding way ahead of time. She don't wait till the last minute. Some of us are waiting till the last minute to start getting your oil, preparing yourself to meet the bridegroom. We can't wait till the last minute. Why? Because we don't know when the last minute is. Amen? So I'm saying, don't let your oil run low. Go by the filling station. Go to the church. Go on your knees. Go to Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit, fill me. And if we do, he'll do it. But you have to do your part. Don't think that you're going to just sit around and waiting till the last minute and want somebody else's oil. Why? Because the five wise virgins say, I don't have none to give you. You know where the oil is. You know who's selling it. Go get you some more. But when they got back, it was too late. Too late. Don't let it be too late for you. We're going to ask God to fill us up. We're going to the filling station. We're going to the place where the oil is being changed, and that's to Jesus. We're going to look to him. Whatever we need, he has it. And he desires that we all be at the wedding feast. He said, I wish that none should perish, but all come unto repentance. All we need to do tonight is repent. Some of us that know that we are not where we ought to be, know that we don't have the oil that we need, just repent and ask the Lord, I need you to fill me again. I need more oil in my lamp. My light is low. And he told us, you know, we are the light of the world. If you let your lamp go out, how are you going to bring somebody else in? We got to get ready. Get ready, and not just get ready, but we have to stay ready. No matter what, morning, noon, and night, we have to continue to be prepared and continue to be preparing. It's just like a meal. Jesus preparing a feast for us right now. And then he said in his word, I go to prepare a place for you. If Jesus preparing a place for us, shouldn't we be preparing ourselves to go there? But you need oil in your lamp. We need to pray more. We need to fast more. We need to come to Bible study. We need to come to church. And I know people say, well, the pandemic out there. Well, we going everywhere else. Let's go to church so we can get together and enjoy the Lord. Amen. I'm through. Father, we bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for what you placed in me to say. Now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And, Lord, I pray that I've said something that someone will grasp hold to, hallelujah, and use that they'll go get oil in their lamp before it's too late. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. I'm waiting for some more words. Just writing. This is a powerful word. I'm not going to expound. I want the anointing while it's flowing. Glory to anybody that needs prayer after hearing such a dynamic message of where we are, where we need to be, the preparing. Don't let you all get low. So some things in our lives we may dismiss and we don't even look at it. That's where the little foxes come in. So if there is anyone that desire, glory to God, prayer after hearing this message and don't dismiss what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We're getting ready to open up all the lines. We thank God this has been, oh, my goodness, had me longing for some more. Oh, no, you are not going to play me, devil. These lines are going to come open. Praise the Lord. Give me just a moment to get a few other lines open. And so anybody that desire prayer, prepare your heart right now to just pop up like popcorn. Just say, you know, this is where I need for God to bless, move in my life or whatever it is that you were standing in need of prayer for. Let's take this sincerely and let the Lord move. All right, devil. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for the liberty. Praise God. Does anyone have a request? You can go ahead. We only have a couple more lines open. You can go ahead and speak up now.
I have a prayer request. I see myself in the Word, so I want to repent and ask God to fill me up because I'm not where I need to be, and I need God to fill me up more. So I'm asking for prayer.
Amen. Can I ask someone in the background, if you are out somewhere or either if it's in your television, out of all due respect so we can be able to make sure the anointing flow and everybody can hear what is needed for them tonight, would you kindly please mute your line? Pay attention to, if you're in the room somewhere and it's on, please do that. Don't interrupt the anointing, please.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor, you go ahead and pray. Hopefully somebody will be considerate, and they might have left the room while they left the line open.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you and we praise you. Thank you for Brenda, Lord God, and we thank you for her saying, I need more oil in my lamp. And, Father, you know what she needs. So, Father, we pray right now that you would touch her right now. Open up her spirit, man, that she'll hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Show her what she needs to do in order to get a refilling in the name of Jesus. Show her, Lord God, what you're saying to her. And, Father, I pray that you would make it plain as never before in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you now, Lord God, that you're there. If she desired and she'd do what you say, you'll fill her up. Lord, she will never thirst. You said you can come. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So as she hunger and thirst after you, as she call on you, as she surrender herself completely over to you, Lord, we know that you'll fill her, that you'll have her light bright and shining. We know, Lord God, that you have supplied the oil that's almost run out in the name of Jesus. So we thank you now, Lord God, that she's going to open up. And, Lord, whatever you say, that's what she'll do. Wherever you tell her to go to get oil and help her. You know, Lord, sometimes we need high tests and we want to put in a regular. Help her to get the high test and hold fast to it. Jesus is the high test. Let her get it from the Word of God. And, Lord, she'll never run out. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We bless you, Lord. Bless her. Bless her going and her coming. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't want to cut you off, Pastor Apostle Bert. Pastor Burton, bless your heart. I was trying to be the first one to get in the pool, but Sister Brenda beat me to it. For the stirring of the water, praise God.
Bless you.
Praise God. And I tell you what, my meditation has been seeking you first, the kingdom of God, because I want to be the first one in that water when the angels stir the water for whatever I'm short in, whatever I'm lacking, because I do not intend on letting the devil distract me to the point where I miss out on the bridegroom, and I will not, praise God, hallelujah, because I do know who I am, but I do still want any shortcomings in my life. I want Father God to fill my cup, as the songwriter says, until it overflows, praise God.
Yes.
I want to be kind. I want to be a help. I want to lift up and not tear down. I want to be that person. I don't want to be the one who stirred the pot and caused confusion and caused all kind of chaos. But I
My
want
Lord.
To be the person that give God the glory and be the light and the salt in this earth today. But I thank and praise God for that word. And whatever the Father see in me, let him bring it to my attention in Christ Jesus' name. To let me know, hallelujah, Lord God, whatever I fall short in, bring it to my attention and let me continue to seek you first, the kingdom of God, because I know if I put God first and I seek him first, praise God, the rest of the day is going to work out like it ought to be in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Beautiful
Amen.
Word. Amen.
Praise him. So you want prayer for that, okay? All right.
Oh, yeah, and I apologize. I thank and praise God I went to the doctor to get that back injection today. I might have been running low on my something. So the reason being, when I got off the table from the injection, putting that steroid in my back, praise God, when I stood up, my head went around in the circles, and I was finna fall, but the doctor caught me. And
my Lord.
He asked me if I had ate anything, and I said, I had a little piece of bread this morning to take my medicine. I don't care too much about breakfast, but he said, well, you should have ate a full breakfast. And the nurse said, doctor, you're going to have to send out letters to make sure these people eat a full breakfast before they come and get the injections. But
my Lord.
Praise God that I sat there and she brought me a Sprite and my chest started hurting me. And that had not, doctor said, that happened before. I said, no, I suffered a little bit of reflux, but other than that, I'm usually fine. I don't have no heart trouble or no, you know, fast rushing. But
thank
I
the
think
Lord.
It could have been the contrast material that they put in there to see where they're going to put that needle. So in any case, I thank and praise God, and I read tonight, make sure drink plenty of water to flush all of that stuff out of my body. And I feel better after I drink water, but I still need more because I haven't drank enough. But whatever my shortfalls are, God, I don't want to miss out on nothing that you have in store
praise
for me.
God,
I want to make sure I'm always seeking ye first the kingdom. And I know I fall short because sometimes I'll pray and I'll lay down and pray. I won't go in there and get on my knees because I bring the excuse, oh, my knees hurt, Jesus. So anyway, God is so good, and I just praise God, and I thank him for who he is. Thank you so much, Apostle Burton, for that message, and those women that came forth at your church last week. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Amazing and wonderful.
Praise
so
God.
I
Amen.
Eat.
We're going to pray time.
All
Amen.
The food that I can eat, and I'm going to shut up so somebody else can say something. God bless
right.
you. Amen.
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
We're going to pray now for your shortcomings, and we're going
Amen.
To pray
Amen.
Later.
I want to ask for a prayer as well. Pray that the Lord will help me to retain what I do intake in the spirit. This natural food and stuff, I want it out. But I just want more and more of the word that I'll retain and keep it in and be like that cow to curd it out as needed, chud it out as needed.
My Lord.
Amen.
Okay,
Pastor, go ahead and pray both of those prayer requests. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. So we take the next one. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise. We thank you for these women of God. Lord God, that Sister Johnny May said she just want to retain more of the word. Lord, the word of God said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. For both of these women, Lord God, let them hide the word in their heart. And Father, even as we hide the word in our heart and we do what the word say, they'll see everything change in their lives. And Father, in the name of Jesus, all of us, sometimes we have shortcomings. Help us to realize our shortcomings when you point them out. Sometimes you will point our shortcomings out through other people, and some of us get all upset, but help us not to get upset, because we are asking you, Lord God, to show us our shortcomings. Help us to retain the word. And Lord, let
yes.
the word wash out everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray right now that you would touch us. You said, put a watch before my mouth. Help us to watch what we say in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us to let the word saturate us in the name of Jesus. And even as Sister Johnny May, if you read it, it will come out. In the name of Jesus, we don't have to try to remember it. Thank you, Lord. We just need to put it in. And just like you said, as the cow bring up, eat it, they regurgitate it. When it's time, Holy Spirit, we thank you that when it's time, the Holy Ghost will flow up out of you in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. You said out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, God, but we have to stay connected to the vine
yes.
and connected
yes.
to the flow of the water. in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, Lord God, for these women of God walking in you. Thank you, Lord God, for their light shining bright in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Bless
amen.
Your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I have a request that I'd like to ask for prayer for tonight. I'm facing a decision concerning my sister's estate, and it could make a real big mess in the family if I do the wrong thing. And I'm asking you all to pray for me that I will hear the voice of God and be led by the Spirit instead of by what people say or what I want to do the right thing according to what God wants me to do. And I need prayer for that. Sometimes I think I got it all figured out and I got it straight, and then it comes up and hits me again. So please ask the Father to give me vision and tell me what to do and what to say in this incident. I need to make a decision, and I need to make it now. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of the help and all of the prayers.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall, promise, Lord God, that you shall direct Pastor Sims' direction. You shall direct her path in the name of Jesus. Lord, make it plain to her what you would have her to do. In the name of Jesus. And Father, let her know that there's always going to be somebody that's not satisfied. Hallelujah. But Lord, when you're doing it, what God say do, God will make it plain. God will make it straight. And Lord, we thank you that there'll be no repercussions to Pastor Sim from whatever she does that she have said that the Lord has said do in the name of Jesus. So Lord, you direct her.
Yes,
and help
her
not to be tossed to and fro. You said don't be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, Lord. But help her, help her to stand still on what you have put in her spirit in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you'll do the rest. You'll fix it. And, Father, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Oh, God, she might go through some stuff, but, Lord, let her know that you are there to deliver her out of them all. In the name of Jesus, help her to stand as the Shelakasia and stand firm on what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And he shall direct your path. We bless you, Lord God, for directions tonight. To Isha, God, let her have a vision tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Of which way to go, of what to do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless
Thank
your Lord.
You, Pastor. Apostle.
To bless God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shalaka.
Praise God. Anyone else?
Shalaka.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Oh, we bless you. We bless
Lord,
you. We bless you.
Where you use our tonight, Lord, for the church to stand. Knowing
yes,
that
Lord.
We've got to stand. And I thank God for using our to bring in that any to stand up church door. The cathedral door is supposed to be open.
Yes, Lord.
I was so thankful when the Lord let her bring that in. And you can't do none. How you can get a fill of oil in your lamp if you just have to close doors closed because you're scared? Forget that who we are in Christ Jesus. So I thank God for using the pastors and let them realize that step out. Nothing is more powerful than the word of God, but we need to step out, man. Open the doors and have revival. So I thank God for using our that way to bring it out. Regardless what, say what we need to say. Just like she said, get your oil filled. Don't be waiting on somebody else. Oh, I'm waiting on you to borrow from you. Oh, no, the same way the five virgin go down and get the oil, next five should go down and get their own.
Amen.
So I thank God for telling it as
thank
it is,
you, Lord.
Pastor. Tell it as it is.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bless you.
Amen.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Oh, excuse me. Praise the Lord, Pastor Barrett. I just thank God for you. I thank God for how you was talking about the five foolish and the five wise. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be foolish. I don't want to be.
Amen.
I don't want to be needing somebody else. Or when I know I need to get on my knees and pray, and I need to seek you, and I need to fast like I'm supposed to, because I want to be able to make it when it's time. And then I began to think about it. I said, well, when we really think about it, the oil is free. So why can't we just get in the Word? The Word of God is free. Why can't we get in it? But we sometimes, I ain't gonna talk about nobody. I'm talking about. Sometimes I'm just lazy. It's just a lazy spirit sometimes. I just need to be
just
honest and just shame the devil. I just be lazy sometimes, and just don't want to get up and pray like I'm supposed to. And I've come tonight just asking you to just pray with me and touch with me that I can get out of this situation, because I feel myself getting a little bit more closer. But then sometimes when you get a little bit more closer, then you find yourself back a little bit more. And I don't want to be that way.
Amen.
It's time out for that. Time out for that now. And I said, Lord, help me. Help me with the way things is in my life and the distraction that comes in my life sometimes. Help me with all of this stuff that sometimes I just want to get in a little place sometimes, a little wood or somewhere where I can just meditate with God. Because I know that he got some word to tell me. I know he is, because a lot of times I'm looking at the trees, and I don't know what it is about the trees here lately, but I'm just looking at trees, and I'm looking at the roots of the trees. And I feel like God wants to root some up out of me. And I'm just asking you to just touch and agree with me. But I enjoy your word on tonight. I really enjoy it, and I thank God for you. And I always love to hear you when you preach. So just I just ask you to just touch and agree with me that I won't be that lazy person, that I won't be that sloping person, that I won't be that pride person, that I'll be the person that God is calling on in these last and evil days, that I will have my oil, that I have my lamp, that I'll be burning with a lamp or oil that he wants me to have, and not being just sloping. I don't want to be sloping. Yeah.
Amen.
No. Let me pray for
you. Father, Amen. We pray for the woman of God right now, and we come against slothfulness. We come against everything that's trying to hinder her from being in a place with God that she desires to be. So, Lord, we lift her up right now. And, Lord, we decree and declare that everything is broken in her life that's holding her back. And, Lord, we thank you now. We agree, come in agreement, Lord God, that she's going to find that place that she can get and be in a place that she can just be you and her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift her up before you. We bind the hands of the enemy. He come to steal. He come to kill. He come to destroy. You came that she could have life and that more abundantly. And, Lord, all our life is in you. All we can draw on all our life from you. So, Lord, we speak life to her in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, that she's going to do everything that you call. Oh, shall I say? Yes, Lord. Everything that you have called her to do and to be, she will do it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you now. Hallelujah for what you're doing. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, help
Thank
us.
You, Lord.
I want to say this. Father, help us to know that we can come directly to you. We don't have to run to everybody for oil in the name of Jesus. Help us to run to you. Help us to look to the hills from whence cometh our
thank
help.
You.
All our help come from you. Lord, we thank you that you have all the oil that we need. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Shalom.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
My God, I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Anyone else have a request? Praise the Lord. Why the flow of the anointing is moving.
Praise God. There's no need to sit back and wait and listen to somebody else if you know you need something from the Lord. And say, I wish I could have, should have, after the night is over. Amen. All right,
amen.
If that's the last.
Praise the Lord. Glory.
Praise God. God for the move of God. If there's a few remarks you want to give in, now we'll take those remarks, and then we're going to give it over to the apostle, glory to God, to have remarks or truly my spirit has been fed tonight, and some things of revelation that I saw that I hadn't seen in that word like that before, but the main thing is our spirit. Okay, Brother Black came on late, found out that he had something to say before. Okay. Did you have a request, Brother Black, before we go ahead and take these remarks?
Yes, ma'am. I know.
Okay.
I know. Y'all tore this prayer line up. I listened. I was on a revival with my home church, and I wanted to be here. I just thank God for the move, you know. Hey, but my brother, he had surgery, but they're trying to get him out of the hospital by Saturday. But he needs to be in the hospital. He had hip surgery in the inside of his hip. And but you know how people are. And I just pray that would you touch and agree with me and ask God to move on his behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, they're trying to push him out too early and his body not ready, as you're saying. Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay, Pastor. Amen.
Father, we come in agreement with the man of God right now. You know what they have need of, and you know whether his brother need to stay in. So, Lord, we thank you now, Lord God, that they will not put him out too early, but, Lord, that he'll be in there to stay until all is well in his body, in the name of Jesus. So we come in agreement, Lord God, that he wants him to stay. So, Lord, we pray that you would allow him to stay for a little while longer in the name of Jesus until you do what you have to do in his hip. In the name of Jesus, God, we come in agreement and we thank you now that it's already done. Help us to just trust you. Help us to believe by faith. You told us to walk by faith and not by sight. So we're not going to walk by sight. We're not going to walk by what the devil say. But, Lord, we're going to walk by faith and believe you that he'll be able to stay in. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Receive it. Thank you. Jesus.
Praise God. Anyone has any remarks? We can go ahead and take those quickly. Praise the Lord for the word that came forth tonight. Bless the Lord. Powerful word. Bless the Lord. Truly, praise God. Amen. Give you space right now.
Week.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I enjoyed the word tonight, and I thank you for that, because one thing that you said, we are all without excuse. There is no reason, because it's like you said, there's a church on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're without excuse of having somewhere to go and serve God or just come in fellowship with other believers.
Amen.
That helps us to keep all in our lamps. Because sometimes, you know, we will get lazy and not do it. And we do need that push. We do need that fellowship. And it's important. So I just bless the Lord for that word tonight. And thank you so much. And it shows us all our shortcomings. So we all got to do better. But I thank God that came forth tonight. Powerful word. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you.
To God be the glory.
That's sure right. The truth right there. Show us our shortcomings as well. About that pressing and pursuing. We can say a lot of things with our lips, but doing it is another thing. And it's like she said, bring clarity to the table. Yes, we can get a little slow, and sometimes we can get not only slow, self-righteous, or whatever, pride, or however it is, and then sometimes don't think you take all of that. But I'm telling you, like you said, the bridegroom is on his way, and then we need to look back and come to find out when the time comes, you think you got time, and here it is, the door is closed. And you can say shoulda, coulda, woulda, all you want to, God will not change. When the door is closed, that's it. Ain't no negotiation. Like when you go to hell, ain't going to be no negotiation to get out of there. He already told you what to do before you got there. Praise the Lord. It was a powerful word. Anyone else?
Amen.
I heard
one extra word. When she was talking about being prepared, and I heard Esther mention about, you know, dealing with the estate of her sister. Be prepared. Also, make sure you've got your
is that your phone, Melissa? Willette?
The phone too loud.
I need to turn it down or something, or either check it and then let somebody else go, and then you come back, because it was just a real serious interruption.
Okay, I don't know where that's coming from. You can go ahead and let somebody else talk. That's fine.
And then you can come back and see if we can find out where that is.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, sorry about
that. She asked the question, are we preparing? And if we're not preparing, we don't have no excuse. Because we all know the bridegroom is coming, the wise version as well as the foolish, just like the saints and the sinners. We all know, almost everybody in the world has heard the word that Jesus is coming back. So there's no excuse for our oil to be running low. We have no excuse not to be prepared because, you know, We have been given ample time. COVID has allowed us time to get closer to commune more with God and everything. But what did we do, or how did we do it? Did we prepare for the coming? Did we fill up on? Did we put some oil in our vessels? You know, we got to take a look at ourselves, and you know, we got to evaluate ourselves because the word is available to all of us. And, you know, I thank God because she let us know we got to be in expectation of the coming of the groom, the bridegroom. It's our responsibility. It's not nobody else's responsibility because he's coming back for a prepared people. And that's supposed to be us, his people.
Praise God. Praise him. Amen. Mother, we'll let you try again or whatever, but it's not your phone. It's something in the lines. But when you came on, it looked like it was getting worse and worse, but it was still there with Minister John and May, too. So go ahead and try again. We're going to make it brief, and so that way we won't hold up the pastor or anybody else too much longer because we want to keep it flowing. So make it very brief, and then if there's anyone else after that, we'll take one more, and then we're going to let Pastor go ahead and have her remarks, and then I'll make the announcement.
I just wanted to put this, if you are you prepared? And I thought about, praise God, when Jesus comes back, we don't need to wait for Jesus to call our name to make sure we have done a will and put down specifically what we want, who to get what, if that's the situation. If you're in a state, make sure your paperwork is done. If you don't have insurance on your burial to put yourself in a box somewhere, you need to get insurance. If you can buy a can of beer, you can pay on some insurance. But you need to start taking care of yourself and stop being a burden. Stop putting a burden on other people. I've noticed that a lot in families, and then they want to fight over the estate of what's left. But you need to put things in right and stop being afraid. God is going to call all of our names one day. But you need to do what's right and make sure you have prepared down to the point where you say, okay, I've got a car left, I got a house left, this is where I want this to go, this is where I want that to go, and make sure you filed it with an estate attorney or whoever to make sure it's in writing so people don't be fighting over and arguing over stuff like that. I just want to say that being prepared means completely being, yes, you want to be prepared to spend eternity with the Lord, but make sure you do what's right on earth with your brothers and sisters also. In Jesus' name. Amen.
That's bless
all.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank and praise Pastor for the word that she brought
But I got out of that word that, cause, when she talk about we got to go and fill our tank, get our oil change and fill our tank with gas. So then the same way that we have to do that and we try to take care of our car, we need to fill ourselves with the word of God that we, and the same way we try to prepare ourselves to go to work in the morning time, we need to prepare ourselves to get in the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you for that awesome word, Pastor, on time.
Amen. Yes, Lord, thank you. Beautiful word. Mm.
Amen. Bless the Lord. We praise God. Again, Apostle, I do thank God for you. Truly bless the Lord. I'm richly blessed every time I hear you. Glory to God. And I have nothing to do with friendship. Got to do with the power, the anointing, and the representative Christ that's in your life. And I thank God for your faithfulness. Like Minister Johnny May said, all the things you done gone through and still how God just blessed you. Still come up glorifying, fighting him. You may hurt, glory to God, but you know how to go in your closet, pray, seek the face of God. When you come back out with a fight. Even through all that you done went through, family went through, even 56 years or 57 years with your husband, and all of a sudden now he's gone on to glory, still standing, still holding up, didn't fall, didn't break, didn't whatever the attack on your body and whatever, all the times I remember, even throughout life, even glory to God, I remember many years ago, one of your grandbabies and whatever like this had expired, you was in the pulpit and whatever, like, you made sure that the church, everything is concerning, the church was in order before you stepped out of the door, the house was put in order for the Lord, and then you went and saw about, glory to God, you know, that's the love that you have. You love your child, but still yet the love, glory to God, making sure everything was in order for the house of God, for God's glory, the people that you put, he put you over as shepherd. I'm telling you so many things. I remember even when people had times in your younger days and whatever like this, and pastoring, and they needed to move, you out there throwing boxes just as hard as the next person. We had to tell you, okay, pastor, you know, listen, well, you are out there working and doing. So in the meantime, when people see your life and see glory, God blessing and whatever, they don't know what you had to go through and still going to stand that anointing to be in your life and whatever, the prophetic anointing, how you've been used and spoken many things in people's lives and times where you'd have been hurting and been, glory to God, been challenged and been betrayed and whatever, still loved and still stood. Now, praise God, I'm just telling you what I know. That's what I'm saying. I can see the light of Christ still shining in your life. And pray God continue to bless you. Stay humble and bold before the Lord, but still stay glory and the determination to let God's will be done. So I pray the virtue back in your body and pray God continue to bless and use you. Thank you, Lord God, for being a strong woman, but a bold woman, but a humble woman too, and willing to say glory to God. If I miss God, glory to God, you're willing to repent. So I pray God blessings upon you and your household. Thank God, glory to God, for what you're doing in New Hope. And anyone, glory to God, hallelujah. I just thank God they come in your presence to know you and how you build people, glory to God, and other pastors and other leaders in the name of Jesus. Well, that's enough, BJ. But in the meantime, I'm not exalting the flesh. You know, when you see something and you know, glory to God, God is blessed, you want other people to know about what you see, and I pray that that person continue to live that. And then you want to connect with, glory to God, people that are strong in the Lord, just desiring to fulfill the things of God. Not saying you don't have a shortcoming like any of us, but when you can see the light of Christ more in an individual, you want to draw to that light, draw strength from them, and they draw strength from your iron sharpened iron. And I thank God for you, praise God. We're going to give space to you for you to give remarks, and then we'll go ahead and inform others, glory to God, of the and thanking God so much for how he's moved so miraculously in this revival. And continue to keep, glory to God, the systems lifted up, because everything in here shouldn't be having this kind of attack. And I've had three different kind of devices, but tonight I got two and finally got one. So we're praying we don't have no more interference. So keep those things in the glory of prayer, because the enemy is all about interfering in anything. Anybody know about Jesus and know anything about the power of God and whatever, and even some of the things that the enemy do, some may not even think that he come up against devices, this, that, and the other. But, oh, well, I don't know whether you don't know too many things about the demonic forces and the things that will try to keep us from carrying out what God want done in our lives. So
Jesus.
In the meantime, those that do believe and know, bind up some more of this foolishness so that way we can be able to continue and cover yourselves and cover the ministries and cover whatever God has given us to do, praise the Lord, in whatever our lives, that's so we can keep the enemy at bay. But so I thank God for you again at this time. Receive none other than Apostle Mary Burton.
Praise the Lord. I give God the glory and the praise and honor. I thank God for all of that you all have said. To God be the glory, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, if it had not been for the Lord on all our side, and I pray the blessings of the Lord over every one of y'all lives that make it rich and addeth no sorrow. I bless the Lord for Apostle BJ. I'm telling you, a woman that's continuing to stand and do what God say do, regardless of, sometimes we think we got to be in the church, but the church is, we understand that the church is in us. Amen. But we all got to carry out what the Lord have told us to do. And I pray that every one of us that's on this line will carry out what God have put in us to do. Help us to be that faithful servant. Amen. So when the bridegroom do come and we do go in, that he can say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Amen. And that's for every one of us. To God be the glory for whatever else is coming. I just pray, God, for every speaker that have come. I pray that the word will continue to be rich in our lives, that we'll grow from it. See, what if the word don't make you grow, you're not going to grow. Amen.
Amen.
And if you're not growing, that means you're not in the word. So I pray, God, that every one of us continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
My God.
If the word don't make you grow, you won't grow. That's the truth.
Amen.
And we're going to be growing in grace. I believe that. Growing in grace. Thank God again for the apostles. Thank God's blessings upon her. Also, tomorrow night, well, we have none other than our prophetess, Pastor Lillian Bird. Praise God, over in Moulton, the Greenville area. Praise God, she'll be coming forth on a Friday night. Looking forward for another shift of the Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Praise
over to God for Saturday night, Apostle Danny out of Barbara Danny out of out of Sumter over in the area of, oh Lord, I forgot the other part that she's in. But anyway, she will be on Saturday night, another vessel, glory to God, that prayer
praise
will be against the power of the word in her. All glory to God. And on Sunday, glory to God, we will be listening for to hear getting going over into our seventh year of Prophetess Michelle Benjamin. Glory to God, a woman that prays too and has the anointing in her life. So we thank God for every night. Any of you that's on the line that may be new tonight, glory to God, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection, and you can be able to go back and listen to the episode from tonight after an hour and any of the ones prior to and the ones, glory to God, in the future, glory to God, that's coming up this week. It's the Lord say the same like last. Truly, your heart will burn. Glory to God. No flesh on parade. These women, glory to God, and men came forth under the anointing and the power, prayer time, and seeking the face and having a relationship. Because you don't get that kind of anointing just off the top of your head, freeze drying, microwaving somebody else's anointing. What they say, this came up out of the Spirit. So I thank God for the pursuing, glory to God, and that desire to fulfill the will of the Lord. And we pray one for another, because iron sharpens iron. Thank God again for you all. This word tonight, truly, I bless God. I am just elated every night, every time I hear it, it just fill you up. So in the meantime, I love you. I pray God's blessings, bind the hand of the enemy, any problems coming up or situations, sabotaging, or either things, schemes and plots and plans, ill time, the death, sickness, disease, be eradicated in the name of Jesus. No incidents and accidents either. We'll prime it up and send it back to the dry place. And anything that come with the technology or trying to block anybody coming or trying to keep us from the system, we pray over to God, the wisdom of God to be manifest even the more in our lives. We love you. We release Satan from his assignment, and we call for Holy Spirit, have thy way, peace.
Well, we thank and praise God and bid you shalom. I can't hear nothing else.
Amen.
Shalom, love you.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
God bless.
Good night.